Daryl, seems to be the same old story again. Grandstand finish, few chances. Should you have got something from this game?
Should have, could have, didn't. Simple as that, isn't it? I mean, real sloppy couple of goals straight at the start of the game. Then in the intendancy, most of the half, made them change shape. Second half, yet again, sloppy goal. Then again, on top large spells, get back in the game. Keeper pulls off a worldie at the end there. Just the way it's going at the minute for us. We've got to, as hard as I keep saying it every week, got to go again.
Having got back to 2-1 with Gaffney's goal, good for him to get in there, but did it frustrate you that it took you until stoppage time to create some more chances?
Yeah, it did. We got a little bit panicky, a little bit rushed in our approach, changed things around a little bit, freshen it up a little bit, but to come to Swindon, who's obviously flying at the minute, and not get something out of that game today, I felt for my lads, but at the end of the day, we can't give the goals we concede, and we're giving teams an upper hand, and we've been saying that over the last course of the last 6 defeats, and today's another one of those days. So very, very obviously frustrated and disappointed, but we like I keep saying each week, and I get bored of saying it, but I've got to come out and face it, which is fine. We've got to regroup and go again.
When you're on a run like this, defections like that for Jaisimi's shot, they're cruel, aren't they?
Oh, listen, it is, but we're through the course of the season where we're at the minute. We keep harping on about the 26 changes in personnel and 16 coming in and staff changes, but we haven't done ourselves justice, in my opinion. I think we're a lot better than what we were showing, albeit I thought the performance today warranted certainly something out of the game. But it's a results business, and we're struggling with results. But what I will say is you're always going to get animosity and fans frustrated. And listen, we appreciate the support that they come out, and you get the stick, and you've got to take the stick. Same as I said to my players down there, you ain't going to get clapped off, are you, when you've lost 6 in the spin? And we go across there to appreciate the fan support. We'll take the stick. We have to take the abuse. That's fine. That comes with it. And all only way you ever quiet that down is by winning football games.
You said we need patience. You said it's going to be a big rebuild. But with 6 defeats in a row, does that really keep the pressure on now?
Listen, pressure. Pressure as a football manager is not going anywhere, is it? But I'm an hard-working football manager that's on a bad run of games, bad run of form. For me, the last thing I think this club needs is change, to be honest with you. It's the last thing it needs. Yeah. I think it's frustrating for all concerned, frustrating for ourselves. It's only ourselves that can do anything about that to change the swing. But we've got to focus on that. We've got to focus on a siege mentality. And I didn't think any of the players went hiding today. Yeah. I don't think I feel that they're giving everything for the shirt. I do. But we're lacking. We're lacking key moments in key games where we're giving opportunities away slackly and getting punished for them. And we're not taking enough of our opportunities and final product at times.
It's been about 30 years since Walsall have been in sort of this low in the pyramid. But yeah, these performances, yeah, how frustrating is it that it doesn't feel like you merit it?
Everybody will judge the performance. Listen, yeah, Everybody sees a game how they want to see it. And listen, I seen a performance today that I thought we wanted, yeah, certainly more out of the game. Yeah. But we didn't, and it's a results business, so it's another defeat. We've got to take that pill. We've got to energise the group again. Very, very flat changing rooms. Because like I say, I don't think they're not giving their all. I know they're not, with the stats and everything that backs it all up. I know that, and I know that's a fact. The fact of the matter is we need to be better and keep working and keep working hard. But certainly change for me is where we're at. Change wouldn't help the cause at all. No. You know, we're just working hard and working hard on a training pitch. Your managers, you earn your coin at working on a training pitch over a group, and we're disappointed, very, very disappointed after three competitive months of the season of where we're at and where we're positioned. But only hard work, hard graft, and that'll get you out the other end. But not feeling sorry for yourself, putting your head in the sand. And we know we've lost the fans, you know, we lost them a while ago. And the only way you do that, like I keep saying, is by winning football matches.
I'll try and end on a positive if I can. You know him, having been with him at Bristol Rovers. Will it be good for Rory Gaffney to score?
Yeah, well, I mean, I put him in the team. Everybody would probably wouldn't expect him in the team because he missed 3 great chances the other week. But they're getting chances. I think Elijah and Gaffney have worked the line hard. Gordon came off injured the other week. Lavs is only just getting back to some sort of match fitness. So went with those two. Don't think it's a reason why we didn't win the game today. We didn't win the game today because we didn't defend as well as we should in key moments with, let's be honest, very little chances they had.
Thank you, Darryl.
Cheers.
With Stuart, where was he today? Just
injured Cinco, yeah, hopefully not long term.
And the 3 lads that missed out, where's Corey?
Yeah, listen, I can pick 18. Listen, yeah, we can talk about who missed out, who did that. Fine, I'll let everybody else judge that and pick the bones out of that. I think it was nothing to do with team selection why we lost the game today. And I don't think, to be honest with you, a lot of team selections, to be honest with you, I think it's a case of individual mistakes, key moments in games. And it's not always the same individual, which is very frustrating as a manager. If it is, you could pull him out of the team at times. It's been different individuals. And we're not at Man United, we're at Walsall. And that means you have a certain squad available to you. And the ones underneath it at times are young lads. Young lads and match fitness comes into play. So we've just got to keep working with the whole group. Certainly no one's being cold-shouldered at the football club. The effort and the endeavour, the work they're putting in training is very, very good. But we ain't getting the results to back that up at the minute.
And you mentioned about the fans. I think a lot of hard questions are being asked from them. When you mention change, do you mean with your position?
Well, listen, I never agreed to come to this club for it to be a quick fix. And I've said this before. And if people think, I mean, we're in a world where everybody expects it to happen quickly. Well, no, you either in League Two, you either chuck loads and loads and loads of money at it to get yourself in the top seven, or you've got to develop and work with players. And we're part B of that, so we'll keep working on and stressing that. And what I'm saying is we need to sell it down. I can understand the disappointment and the way the fans are feeling, because they've been higher up in the pyramid. It's low, like you say, lowest place they've been in 30 years. And I get the frustration, and I get it all. And like I say, the only way we can do anything about that is by winning football matches. Otherwise, it intensifies. Listen, I don't sit here as a manager thinking I can keep losing every week. I'm under massive pressure. You get that. You lose six games on the spin as a manager, you're under massive pressure. But there's the bigger thing in behind this, and you got to keep working away and believing in the way you work. You know, 8-9 years as a manager, I've had 4 promotions, so I'm not sat here like I don't know what I'm doing, you know. But to the Walsall fans at the minute, they'll be questioning that, and I get that.